This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning. It is Party Line. A little quarter flash there. Pardon my heart. AM 1570 WILO, 96.9 FM and 102.7 Boone. Boone's best. Here on this Tuesday morning, Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking to the Homestead folks. They're going to be talking to you about the resources that's offered in HUD on counseling for home ownership. We're going to be talking to them in a little bit, and we're also going to be celebrating, can you believe this, 50 years of St. Matthew's Preschool. We're going to be doing that in studio with Pastor Darren and Mary Kay Baker. They're going to be here talking about all things St. Matthew's and the big celebration coming up this Sunday. So I don't know if I can't, I bet I could go out on the street and find 7 out of 10 people that would say, hey, yep, that's where I went, or that's where I took our kids. So we're going to be talking about all the fun stuff back in history and today and the future as well. Before we do any of that, though, we want to thank our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. Boone County Daily News.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. Carroll County Daily News.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else in the universe. WILO Party Line Online Telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Sheep's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, all bringing you the Hoosierland TV broadcast of Party Line and all of the other events going on in our community. Well, today, mostly sunny with a high near 75. Hope if you didn't get all of your pots planted, or your plants potted, I should say, today would be a good day. 75, my wife and I got that done actually last night, worked into the evening and got most of, almost all of them. There's still a few more out there, but get your pots planted, that are your plants potted. I don't know if it's pots planted or Mary Kay and Darren in the studio. Is it plant? Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning.
Is it pots planted? Is plants potted, right?
I would think it would be plants potted.
You want to plant your pot. You pot your plant. Okay, I better just shut up. Darren, you ever get like that in a sermon where you're just like...
Never.
Nothing ever happened there. Anyway, today 75. Tonight, we're going to get back down to a low of 55, and then tomorrow, high of 62. The weather changes. It's going to get cooler. But Sunday, let's look at what Sunday's going to be. Sunday, for the big celebration day, 84, a little breezy, so you're going to have... You're going to have some awesome weather.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's a good news. Good news is that St. Matthew has been around in our community for so long, and we're greatly appreciative of all that St. Matthew's has been able to accomplish. I'm going to start with you, Mary Kay, in the sense that you have been there from the beginning. Not quite, no. You've been there for about 30, though.
Oh, since 89.
Yeah, I was going to say since 89, so... Not the beginning, because you'd have started like when you're 7 or something like
right,
that.
Right, so right.
You were in the preschool at St. Matt.
Actually, I wasn't.
You were not?
No,
I thought you
I was
grew
not.
Up in the church.
I did, but I wasn't. I don't know why.
Wow. Okay. But you changed that because you've made up for all that time that you missed. So what does it mean to reach 50 years in your mind, to have that milestone, to be celebrating that on Sunday?
I just can't imagine 50 years ago what a classroom looked like.
Yeah.
Just the history that has gone through there, and then the amount of children that have been through the doors of St. Matthew. And then I look at the community support. I think the community support is, it's crazy how many children have been through the doors.
Yeah.
So what a beautiful legacy.
Yeah, it is, the whole history of the church, Pastor Darren, you know, the church started downtown Frankfort, you know, First mm-hmm. Methodist Church many, many years ago. It got moved. Now, Pastor, when did you get to St. Matthew? Just a few years ago, about 2 years?
July 24.
24?
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of years. Almost, you're coming up on 2 years.
Coming up on two
awesome.
Years, yes.
Fantastic. What was your thoughts? First of all, it's a different dynamic because it's a separate from the church as far as the organization, but it uses the church name and it uses the building, and there's a lot of people that are plugged in from the church. How does that? How do you look at that relationship and see the benefit that you have there?
Well, I mean, it's very much a ministry of the church. It always has been. I come from hearing the history when I arrived here and hearing. Well, with four ladies, we started this, and we had a couple of kids. And then when I moved here, I would go around different places in the community, and I'd say, well, I'm the new pastor of St. Matthew. And most of the time I heard, oh, I went to that preschool, or my kids went to that preschool, or my grandkids go to that preschool.
Yeah.
So it was all this connection, so it was really neat. And it's... The only thing that's really different is it has its own 501(c). It's different. But other than that, it's very much part of the church and just connected in just how we do ministry. And so everything, you know, when we have meetings, we have to talk about how we incorporate all the different things. Because preschool has got a lot of different events and things happening. So we have to coordinate that. And we've come to a different kind of journey in this long time is our first, because we would have, I think, 4 a year preschool Sundays. There'd be Christmas, which was all the whole preschool, and then at the end of the year, but two other times where it'd just be a few classes. Well, Christmas, first time we did with both campuses, and we said, we can't do this in our sanctuary anymore.
Yeah.
It was just too many people. So that was just several weeks ago. We did our end-of-year celebration. We rented out the auditorium at the middle school, and it was amazing, we're getting 450 people.
Wow.
Because with both campuses and all the parents and grandparents and all the other siblings, and so our sanctuary couldn't hold it all, but all the feedback was it was just a wonderful experience. So that's a new thing for us is we have to go outside into the community to host our both campus celebration. So that's just kind of been the journey, and we're looking forward to what's next.
Well, I would say growth has been the journey. I mean, you've right. grown, as I think both, when you think about it physically, but also philosophically, you've seen kids grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they become adults,
mm-hmm.
and now their kids have come back.
Right.
You've probably seen that now. You've been since 1989.
Right. You know, at first they would be the dads that would come back, bring their kids, but now it's the grandparents that I know that are bringing their kids back. So
right.
That's kind of neat because the relationship that I have out in the community with everyone.
Now, our kids went through there. We've had grandkids that have gone through there. So now we have great grandkids. So I'm sure that at some point they'll make that decision to do the same. But you know, I think having this kind of institution and more of tradition is really important. It's such a great resource for the community. To be able to have, and you also expanded now, not just on that campus. You know, Pastor Darren mentioned, expanded because of the need, but you've also had, you've expanded the services by going to St. Matthew West.
That is correct.
Yeah.
What was it? 2024, we started praying about how we can continue to serve the community because we knew daycare was very much needed. 2025 in January, we had... United Way of Clinton County came to us and offered us to partner with them. We broke ground in February. We opened in July. We'll soon be celebrating 1 year at the West Campus. And what's really neat about this is I can honestly say, you know, based on everyone's schedules, because not everyone attends full-time, we probably only have 4 full-time openings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
and you're doing infants, too.
We are doing infant care through 4- and 5-year-olds. So that was phase one for United Way's plan that they had. And phase two is actually bringing infant care back to St. Matthew. And so in November of this past year, we opened an infant room at St. Matthew with the goal of having 8 infants, and we have 7.
Mm.
So,
wow.
Right.
So you're almost full.
We are almost full.
Wow.
And what's
going to
be fun is as these 8 infants grow up, then they need to go into a 1-year-old room. So next fall, we're looking at opening an all-day 1-year-old room.
Yeah.
So slowly, we're transitioning over of offering half-day preschool as well as offering all-day at St. Matthew.
Wow. So that it's one of those scenarios that, again, growing, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to, but it's also transitioning into the next level phase of life and being able to teach the kids. And then there's that continuity that's there for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think so many times with all the craziness of the world, sometimes the shuffle, the hustle, the bustle of mom and dad working, the continuity gets broken. But the great thing about a place like St. Matthew is that they're getting that continuity. They're getting that consistency,
mm-hmm.
that teacher that's committed and they love the kids. And that's so incredibly important. And that's probably, you see that a lot, Darren, don't you, on the, from your side, on the ministry side?
What's that?
You basically see that people are growing and even going into the church. It's much better to have some mature kids. some I remember talking to Don DeWeese one time at the superintendent. He said, you know, we get kids a lot of times that, you know, emotionally immature. Mm-hmm. They should be at this vocabulary level. They're not, and that's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's great when you see that you guys can be a part of changing that dynamic and getting kids ready for school.
Right. We just received some feedback from the public school systems, the kindergarten teachers, and they said, you know, keep it up. Whatever you're doing great. You're reaching the levels because the kids are coming in prepared.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. That's what we've hoped for. You know, that includes the West as well. They've done a great job in picking up and taking off and being a child care facility. We don't like to use that word, but also as being
early
preschool,
learning.
Early learning, but also as having preschool involved.
Yeah, because there is different levels of early learning.
Correct.
You know, we found out back in the child desert were years with child care desert when we were dealing with back in the day.
Well, during COVID, that's when we reached out and became a registered ministry and went through the path to quality. And
Path to quality, yeah.
Yeah, we're level 3, which is the highest in the state.
Yeah.
So,
And there's been a lot of kind of negative news around childcare, daycare over the years. And that's sometimes a tough stigma to overcome when you're trying to do it right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And because it's every day you got to be committed to doing it right.
Every day from 6 a.m. They open at 6 a.m. at the West and they close at 5:30. So, we're with the children a lot more than what their parents are at times.
Right. And that's an important, I think, reminder for all of us is that the quality of people that you're bringing in, you got a great staff.
I do.
Let's talk
we
a
are blessed.
About your staff.
Oh, I'm blessed with the staff that we have. We have 34 ladies on board now. What was it? A year and a half ago, we only had 10, and now we're up to 34.
Wow.
But, you know, it takes many. Not everyone works full-time, and they're all dedicated. They have requirements that they have to complete before even coming on board. And through the state, they have courses they have to take as well as trainings. And so, they're dedicated, and we're excited about that. What I'm really excited about is this summer is we have some students coming from the early childhood department at Purdue. Wow. And other surrounding colleges that are going to be helping us out during the summer.
Because child care, I think, as we redefine it, it's more than just sitting a kid in front of Mickey Mouse and, you know, try to color on the side of the lines. I mean, it really is early learning. It really is vocabulary.
And,
it's teaching. And it's also social, emotional learning in the sense that you're You're teaching kids how to behave, mm-hmm. how to be respectful, mm-hmm. And that's a challenge. That can be often a challenge.
Right. We noticed when we opened the West that was a big hurdle we had to jump, because a lot of the kids, and I'm not saying anything bad where they're coming from, but everybody does their program differently.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of kids that we had to break from the iPads and TV time. And, you know, their parents are very thankful now that we've done it. We just did a survey and had nothing but good comments from the parents.
Well, you know,
how happy they were.
There was a school system, I believe it's in Connecticut, that just made the decision to ban all digital learning. I think we're getting ready to come back to full circle, mm-hmm. because they're getting away from the iPads. They're getting away now. Not to say that they're not using some digital in the classroom under supervision and guidance, but
right.
they're not just giving a kid an iPad and, okay, here's your math homework, so
right.
go do it.
Well, I know, like in the infant room at the main campus, we do have an iPad in there, but it's put up on the cabinet. It's not for anybody to watch. It's just an extra noise, music in the background for the teachers. So.
For, you know, all the dance and entertainment.
All the dancing, the crazy time to get the kids to...
All the crazy stuff. Yeah, we were just told a lot yesterday from our children's ministry director. He was giving us, Sunday, I'm sorry. He was letting us know about Vacation Bible School, and he said, just plan on a lot of mess, because it's going to be the theme.
It'll be a messy
It's going to be messy. So it's messy. You know, life is messy.
Right.
You know, life can be really messy, and it's
right.
important to... speaking of life being messy, Pastor Darren, this is, again, going back, you know, when you have people that, well, we're always looking at, you know, Scripture. Paul says, you know, stop drinking the milk, start eating, you know, a little bit more of the Word, in the sense of get the meat of the Word. But what a blessing is. I mean, we talk about that on the physical level, but from a spiritual perspective, this is important for kids to grow and learn, because that's what you guys are doing there as well.
Yeah, I mean, I remind pretty much anytime I can, in meetings or whenever we have these gatherings of all the families there, that it's not just the academic stuff, preparing what you've already said, you know, the getting ready for kindergarten, but one of the social skills, but the spiritual part of the teachers expressing by teaching and showing unconditional love and forgiveness and these lessons that are valuable for the kids as they grow older, and it's a spiritual part. They have chapel at main campus. It's like 2 days a week, and when I get a chance, I go in there and read, and then they have scripture and they sing and they have prayer. Right now, we're it's different out at West, because we're still trying to figure out how to work in everything. But I go out there. Once a month, and I think they have their own out there for the rest of the week, but I go out once a month and I read, and it's just a different vibe. When I just sharing this with some people at St. Matthew, they go in the sanctuary and in their pews, and they sit there, and you know, the kids are really quiet and everything, and you know, just do your reading, and then they do the scripture and everything. Out at West, they don't have a sanctuary that they can go into, so they're all in there, all these little ones. So they're literally climbing all over you, and I'm trying to read, and they're hugging you, and they're climbing on you, and it's really fun.
Yeah.
But chaos is a great description of what that experience is like.
Yeah, sure.
But it's fun chaos.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of energy, and so they love the stories, and then the scripture, and the singing, and they pray. And so it's an all-around learning, spiritual and academic.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach that you're trying to tap into. The 50th anniversary is coming up this Sunday. Again, hard to believe 50 years of this ministry happening and taking place. What can people expect Sunday? What can people expect with the celebration?
We are really excited about Sunday. We have some former alumni, isn't that crazy to call them preschool alumni, that are returning, they're participating in the service. So everywhere you look, there's going to be a former preschooler, you know, ushering, greeting, as well as singing, some special music. They're going to be leading us in prayer, scripture, and then, of course, we're going to recognize everyone that's been involved, hopefully, in the last 50 years.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
We have a great big group picture we're planning for afterwards, and then followed by a reception.
Yeah, I was reminded when Pastor Darren was talking about his time of reading. I was at St. Matthew a couple of years ago. They did a career day thing, and mm-hmm. I was talking about economic development. And I said, so I always ask the kids, what do you want to do when you grow up? Of course, you're going to get firemen. One little boy said, I want to be rich. I said, hey, that's a great goal. Tell Miss Mary Kay to make sure that she knows that, so she can help you with all of that going down the road. But, you know, you never know. I always go back to the Ark Link letter. You ever had any kids say any crazy things to you, Mary Kay?
Crazy stuff?
Yeah.
I'm no longer in the classroom, so I have a little interaction with the children. But when I do, they're all excited to see me, believe it or not. they are excited to see me.
And, I'm not going to touch that.
But no, I can't think of anything crazy. I know several years ago, and we still laugh about it today. I had a student that would call. He thought my name was Maker Baker.
Maker
Baker. And this young man is actually going to be part of our usher team.
Oh, I thought you said this young man is going to be governor.
No. Well, actually, he's a grown adult now, so he's going to be part of our usher team. And it's funny because his mom said, you know, probably 10 or 15 years ago, he said, you mean her name's not Maker Baker?
Well, you know what? It is so funny. I mean, I always go back to that Art Link letter where, you know, kids say the darndest things. Mm-hmm. And it is so hilarious. I had someone share with me not too long ago, girl giving they were reciting the Lord's Prayer, saying the Lord's Prayer, and that was so. I mean, I'm thinking,
so sweet. But it's funny too.
It's funny because of the words, but the innocence, mm-hmm, and right. And you get to be around that all the time.
Oh, right.
And then, but then you get back into the real world, mm-hmm, and you know, and you recognize, boy, what are we trying to protect these kids from? And it's not necessarily always, you're certainly protection, but you're also trying to prepare them. It's not just all about protecting, but it is about preparing them for the world.
Right.
And it's a crazy world.
It is a crazy world, but we try to teach them to, you know, do what's right, make good decisions, be a good friend, and, you know, act like Jesus, be a person of Jesus, and be a good friend and love everyone, and that's what our goal is, to let the kids know that we love them unconditionally, and that's what's important.
Yeah. What's the goal? What's the future for St. Matthew? I mean, you know, 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. What do you think? What is St. Matthew going to look like in 10 years? Do you think? With the exception of the rich kid that's going to buy you a new campus or something, whatever.
I could see down the road that I think. Early childhood ministry, as in child care, is a need, and I could see that continuing to grow at St. Matthew.
Okay. Darren, what do you think?
We've talked about all this, and just a lot of different things that are a potential impossibility. So I'm just going to leave it at we expect to continue our momentum and just leave it at that now.
Okay. Well, I think that sometimes we get so focused in the moment sometimes that we sometimes forget that they're, and I know, Mary Kay, you guys have got 90 miles an hour, you're going, the kids, it continues to grow. Sometimes it just grows organically, but there's also the opportunity to grow things, you know, with vision, and that certainly happened 50 years ago. Somebody had the vision to say, you know what, this thing could get a little crazy. And made that happen.
There was a task force team from the education department at St. Matthew that was assembled, and they had the vision of going out and doing an outreach. And it consisted of three ladies. And one of the ladies, Susan Miller, is still living. She resides in Georgia. And I had the pleasure of actually getting to see her about a year ago. It's probably been about a year ago. And I said, Susan, look, you did this. Look what you have done. And she said, oh, my. She said, who would have thought?
Yeah.
That, you know, a classroom with five kids and three teachers, that it would have grown this far.
Right.
So
and has impacted multiple generations.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
I mean, when you think about that.
Right.
I mean, that to me is the biggest influence, is that it's generational, you know, because you have generational poverty, you have generational wealth, you have mm-hmm. generational addictions, mm-hmm. and alcoholism, mm-hmm. and you have generational good education. I mean, it becomes what is set, that block, sometimes it gets set, is that dynamic foundation for an incredible life or a pretty challenging life. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to start that building block with some good, good people and good teaching. And you guys are doing that every day.
We're blessed.
Amen.
We're blessed.
We're blessed to have you guys. So, what else do you want to share?
Well, since we've announced this, I've had so many people contact me and wanted to give some input. And I can't read them all, but I just wanted to share a couple replies. One was, what a wonderful gift to be celebrating 50 years at St. Matthew. My 3 kids, 8 grandchildren attended St. Matthew. It was the start that they needed before entering elementary school. The past 4 years, this person has been volunteering at the Clinton Prairie, and she sees the true benefits of early childhood education. I can also see at the beginning of the year how the children that have attended St. Matthew outshine the rest. Congrats to all. St. Matthew preschool kiddos have always arrived prepared and eager to learn in kindergarten, ready to take on the next exciting chapter of their education. These are all from educators. And then I have some parent comments. Actually, I have a student that sent me a picture.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool? Going to St. Matthew's preschool felt magical. Every day was filled with bright colors, story time, and laughter. I loved each day, held a new adventure. I always felt cared for, and I loved knowing my days were full of possibility. This student is now 20 years old. We have a parent that said, I truly enjoyed watching our children grow academically, socially, since attending preschool. We cannot thank the staff enough for pouring their love into their boys. We're blessed. We are blessed. I got to give God all the glory of everyone that he's put in our path.
Amen.
To make this all possible. And, we had many years of saying, what direction we needed. And man, God answered this prayer.
Right.
Felt like overnight, and things took off running at the West Campus, and it's going strong as well as at the main campus.
Yeah, I go back about 10 years ago when I went to that early learning economic development conference at Ball State, and I was just taken by how lack of early learning anybody was doing, really. And
right.
So I think it's changed. That whole dynamic has changed in the last 10 years.
Well, and the government offered vouchers for the families, and
that's
they're
helped.
Starting to come back in May. They're going to be releasing some more.
Yep.
So that's exciting as well. So.
Well, that's a blessing. 9:15, a Sunday morning, that will be the big celebration. Hey, before I let you guys get out here, I'm going to pray for St. Matthew, all right?
Thank you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Darren, for Mary Kay, all the things that they do, incredible ministry in our community. We're thankful, Lord, for all of those kiddos that have grown up and now are looking back and seeing those formidable years as such a magical time, such a impressionable time and such an inspirational time. We pray for those kids. We pray for their families and their families. And Lord, I just again ask that you give Pastor Darren and Mary Kay strength and all the staff, the 34 ladies, all those that are working behind the scenes. We pray for them that you would continue to guide and lead them. Let them be a light in our community. And we thank you, not only this community, but Lord, this dark world, as we send kids forth and as they grow up, that, Lord, that they would grow up with the light of Jesus Christ. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys have a great celebration. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
We'll have to get some Glover's ice cream sometime together.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Thanks.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. Mary Kay and Pastor Darren joining us this morning. The 50th anniversary in honor of St. Matthew Community Preschool. It's coming up Sunday, May 17th, 9:15. At 1951 Wilshire Drive in Frankfort. 50 years ago, a leap of faith began and a beautiful legacy of serving children and families in our community. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Going to come back and talk all things Homestead about how they can help you with the Homestead resources. That's coming up. You're listening to Party Line on WILO.